I sit down on her bed and rest, relishing the sensations of my new body. I realize I'm going to need a shower if I'm going to go out. And I am. I stand up and pad to my bedroom door. The cool air softly caresses my naked body, and I'm acutely aware of every new sensation. The slight bounce of my breasts, the wavy blonde hair falling down my back, the still warm emptiness between my legs. I crack the bedroom door, hoping she hasn't surprised me with any guests, and everything is quiet. I awkwardly walk down the hallway, unused to the rhythm of her body. I think about the night ahead. What do I wear? What do I do about makeup? Can I fake being her in front of her best friend? I'm all the way to the bathroom before I notice I've got the hang of her body, swaying her hips and tossing my hair out of my eyes like it's totally normal. But as soon as I concentrate on what I'm doing, I lose it. Interesting. It seems her body basically has some muscle memory, and I can take on her mannerisms if I don't think about it too much. I flip on the light and look in the mirror to see her face reflected back at me. I'd only seen her body in picture, so it was a pleasant surprise to realize I have such a cute face as well. Fair blonde eyebrows, intense dark eyes. I take in my new body, turning to each side to examine it. Oh my, just looking in the mirror was turning me on. How was I going to be able to do anything else? I smile and shake my head. I turn on the shower and step in. The hot water streams down on my sensitive skin. I watch the water flow over my breasts, down my stomach and legs. I notice she has one of those showers with the nozzle you can remove and hold in your hand. Nice. I pick up the nozzle and experiment with the water. I aim it at my breasts, down my back, and over my cute little bubble of an ass. Of course, I aim it at my pussy. And feel the warmth spread wonderfully throughout my body. I'm interrupted by the feeling that I need to pee. That was sudden. I must have a much smaller bladder. I put the nozzle back in the wall holder and contemplate getting out to go to the toilet. It's too far. Fuck it. I relax and let the pee run down my legs in the shower. It's not markedly different from when I was a man, except the warmth flows down my legs instead of away. It all goes down the drain in the end, so who cares? I don't usually pee in the shower, but I vaguely recall her discussing this on her blog. Have we swapped more than just bodies? I squirt some soap onto my hands and rub it all over my sopping wet body. Judging by the length of time I spend soaping my breasts, I guess they must now be the cleanest pair of tits in the world. I can't help it, though. Their newness fascinates me. I bounce them and rub them, watching them jiggle deliciously, gently squeezing my nipples. Okay, I've got to get out of here before I get started again. It's time to get dressed and call her friend. We're going to have a girls' night out.